is wrapping up, so he can have them available throughout the trading day throughout the day today. And all the recordings will be available on the Timing Research website. You will receive the links after this webinar. David Kostmatter and I will be your host. And before we begin, let me remind you that all information provided today is for educational purpose only. It should not be construed for investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of security options, futures, forex, or any instrument of any kind. Trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors. You could lose money. So before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical, and individual results will vary. So thank you so much. With us right now, we have Norman Hallett from The Disciplined Trader, and it's my pleasure to give you the mic.
And thank you, Anca. It's Anca and David, the modern day Burns and Allen, which they probably don't even know that reference. But thank you for having me. David is the quietest man in all of trading. He's he's a serious guy, but he really knows what he's doing as far as trading. Ak, of course, is one of the big rising stars in trading. I've always said that women are better traders than men, and she's living proof. So I'm really glad to be here. I'm just a guy that brings up the rear, although I am the first presenter today, as I usually am in most of the when I speak in the at the expos and so on. They usually put me on first because somehow I start to get rolling and get everybody awake for the other presenters. But I say I'm on the back end of trading because I focus on the mental and emotional issues. And that's really what traders need, but don't necessarily want. What traders want is the hottest trade today and the five trades that are moving today and so on. But it is the mental and emotional issues of traders, the ability to follow your trusted trading plan, that makes the difference between whether you're going to be in the 90% of traders that struggle or break even or lose, and the 10% that win. The good news is that focusing on your mental and emotional issues is not a hard thing if you have the tools to do it. And I'm going to give you some today. But I'm also going to show you a little trading. Listen, I'm not a guy that doesn't trade. There are a lot of gurus out there, and I'm not saying I'm a guru, but there are a lot of teachers out there who, and it's okay. They actually don't trade. They teach but don't trade, and that can be a good thing. I do both, and I've been trading for almost 4 decades now, so I've pretty much seen it all. I'm going to try to give you some of the perspectives that I have during this presentation, but we've got about 15 minutes together, so let's get going. I wanted everybody to start by just writing this down or just bringing up a screen on your computer right now and download my book if you haven't read it or seen it. It's about 35, 37 pages. I think 37 if you don't count the ad on the last page. TheDisciplinedTrader.com/MF4T, which is short for Mental Fitness for Traders. Actually, we're over 300,000 copies downloaded now, but I wrote it 10 years ago. And I really believe that every trader should really take a look at this and enjoy it, because I think you're going to see that my experiences are just like your experiences at certain levels of trading. And listen, I struggled myself. I'm not proud of the first 10 years of my trading life, where I was a guy without control. Had some, I knew what I was doing as far as buying and selling, but I got out of control, got greedy, got fearful. I got out at the wrong time and at the wrong time, although I was a pretty good chart reader. So I put that all together in the last 30 years, and I'm here to present some of that to you today. I'm going to talk about the importance of momentum and how to profit from it. And I think I officially named this for David the two kinds of momentum that I really like. But it has many names. I've adopted up this presentation for us. But let me tell you just quickly about me. I've written several books. Here are a few of them. Actually, More Profit, Less Stress was one of those. That was actually a video that was produced by the Traders Expo. I didn't even know they were filming me up on stage, but that's what that is. But I've written a book on how to design and construct an effective trading plan. But my favorite book is my own quotes of The Disciplined Trader. Not that I also do something called the 4-Minute Drill for Traders, which a lot of people know me for. 4-Minute Drill for Traders, I think I'm on 208, the 208th episode. But I had one of my assistants go through all of my trading, my 4-Minute Drills, and pick out what he thought were nuggets of what I was saying. You know, all the garbage that I say, just kind of omit that, but I want you to throw the nuggets in. And that was just kind of a compilation of some of the nuggets that I've said. It's really a good coffee table book in any event. But more seriously, I did work for Payne Webber for a while. They had me as a future specialist. I was only with them a couple of years. I did run a firm called ITG, International Trading Group, which is the largest option firm in the country back in the 80s. And I had about 60 brokers under me in the home office. And those were exciting times before the advent of exchange traded options. At that time, we could only buy and sell options, buy and sell premium. The Hallett Group was a firm that I put together to manage. After leaving Payne Webber, I decided to manage money. So I managed money for high investors as a commodity trading advisor, cleared through my own IB. And but the last 15, 16 years now, I've decided to focus on helping traders with the mental and emotional issues, because that turned it around for me. It's turned it around for the people we coach. It's turned it around for thousands of people who have downloaded that book that I just suggested that you download, and others that have really been with me for all this time. So let's get to it. Let's talk about momentum. Momentum, if we need a definition, it's the quantity of motion of a moving body measured as a product of its mass and velocity. So that's a pretty standard definition. You've got a body that's moving, and its momentum is determined by how big it is, the mass, and the speed that it's going at. Okay, so if we know that as the definition and we convert that to what we do as traders, the moving body would be the chart action, the price action that we're looking at. You may use candles and so on, but whatever the price action is, that would be what I consider the moving body. The mass is the volume that's behind how many trades are being done. And the velocity is the speed of the price movement, the size of the candle. And I'm going to show you in a couple of slides a particular combination of inertia and velocity that I use in trading that has really been the key to my positive results over the last 6 or 8 months. I've really concentrated on this one formation. I don't suggest that you do it, because getting into a trade is not necessarily the most important part. I find the most important part is getting out of a trade. That's where most people make their mistakes. So moving body, mass, velocity, chart action, volume, and the speed of price movement, the size of the candle. Okay, so momentum has to be respected. Okay, it's like you don't want to jump in front of a moving train. There's all kinds of expressions. Go with the flow. You know, follow the trend. The trend is your friend. This is our way as traders to respect momentum. But I think you got to do a little bit more than talk about it. I think you have to act and trade in a way that respects momentum, because those that are out of control when it comes to discipline in the middle of a trade will start to talk themselves into a direction that they wish it would go so that they could break even on the trade, etc. So you have to, you know, they say trade what you see. You got to go with the flow, and the trend truly is your friend. Inertia is a little bit different. Inertia is the property of matter by which it retains its state of rest or its velocity along a straight line. So as long as it is not acted upon by an external force. They used to say, what is inertia of motion and inertia of rest and inertia of motion? Was there inertia of rest? I think there was. Inertia of motion, in other words, as if something's moving and there's no friction, it'll move forever. You know, if you push something out in outer space, it's just going to keep going. There's nothing to stop it. There's no resistance or opposing force or external forces in this definition that is opposing it. And so for us, I think if you've got a momentum in a trade that's heading toward a resistance area, if it's a long trade, the resistance area, some people look at pivots. These are areas that I think you've got to watch. These are opposing forces that can arrest the momentum. So you've got to watch for areas of, there's inertia of motion. Here's another definition. A body in motion will stay in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force. So that's the one I remember from high school. when we hid under our desks because we were afraid that Russia was going to bomb us. So now we're hiding in our houses. It's a crazy world, huh? Some things never change, right? So body and motion will stay in motion until it's acted upon by an equal and opposite force. Okay, you get it here, right? There's a momentum and there are opposing forces on the chart that we have to be aware of that can reverse momentum or stall momentum. Now, here's a few tools I use to monitor momentum. I use RSI divergence. And if you are not a fan of RSI, I think you should be. And if you're not a fan of HEMA Ready, you should be. HEMA is going to be presenting later today. I think she presents around noon. You'll have to take a look at the schedule. But I am a huge fan of HEMA. She's taught me, you know, I thought I knew about RSI until I met HEMA. And HEMA taught me a lot about RSI. And I think maybe in the charts you see, her work on the bottom of my charts. But RSI is probably one of the few indicators that you could argue is not a lagging indicator. It's more of a at-the-moment indicator. So I really like it because it really gives me more of an indication than MACD and some others. I can have a discussion with you about that at some point in time over a cup of coffee or a martini. But RSI divergence is something that I look for, and I'm going to show it to you in a second. Support and resistance areas, we've talked about that as an area that you've got to watch when it comes to monitoring momentum / inertia. And I'm going to show you what I call a loaded gun setup. I probably could have named it something different, but it was the idea that I had when I first put together this particular simple trading plan. The other thing is that I believe that in order to stay disciplined, one of the easiest ways to do it is to have a trading plan that's a simple trading plan that's not complicated to follow, the way you're not looking at 10 different filters in order to take a trade. You really only need one momentum indicator, and so I use RSI. Support and resistance is really easy to identify in charts if you've done any kind of trading at all. And I am a big fan of candles and the Japanese way of looking at things because they have a very big emphasis on the open and the close, believing that at those two points are the points at which decisions are made and everything else is noise. So let's take a look at a chart here. Hopefully you can see my arrow here. But what I want to show you, this is an S&P chart. Now, some of the most successful traders that I know focus on one or two markets. And many of them are now, of course, focusing on the E-mini S&P contract. This is the present contract. I think I clipped this out yesterday. So it's current minus a day. And here is the big move down that we had that has caused all the problems that we're having right now in the economy. And it was anticipatable if you are a fan of divergence. This down here is the RSI indicators. And you can see it's a little bit different from RSI that you've seen. And HEMA later on will explain this to you. Suffice it to say that don't worry about why it's different right now. Only the fact that it's measuring when you get above the 50% line, you're getting into a positive momentum. When you're getting down into the bottom area, you're reducing your momentum. In any event, you can see here that when price rises, you see a new high here when compared to the previous high. When price rises and momentum slips, that divergence is something that as a trader, you need to put on the yellow sign in your mind and say, okay, now let's look for a place to short this market. Because this divergence, if the price is getting higher, but you're not seeing the momentum behind that higher price, this is a telltale sign of a reversal, okay? And right here, this moment in time right here where you have a slight gap with a close equal to this, especially this bar here where we take out all of these day lows, led, of course, to a big fall in the market. What I wanted to show you also in this chart is the loaded gun combination that I mentioned to you. We offer something called simple trading plans, and one of the, I think right now, the most effective, and they're all good, but this one has been performing outrageously, and I want to explain why. I want you to concentrate on these two candles. This candle right here, which is a doji. A doji is where the open and close are at the same price. This green candle, just for those who are new to candles, and I'll just do it within 30 seconds. When you have a green candle, it means the open is that means the close is lower than the open. In other words, the candle during this period of time, which is a day, one day in this particular chart, in this daily chart, the open, the close was above the open. That's why the candle is green. In this red candle here, the market opened here and closed here. In this candle that I'm focusing on right here, this long candle near the bottom, the market opened here and closed here. This is a very strong candle, but the fact that it follows this candle is what makes it interesting to me. This candle, it doesn't look like it has a body at all. All it has are lines here. We call these wicks. If you look at this candle right here, you have a small body with a wick at the top and a wick at the bottom. A wick is the price action above and below the open and closing range. Here, there is no wick. They're literally opened at the bottom and closed very near the top. There might be a tiny wick up here. But in a doji, the open and close are the same price, or you know, within a tick of each other. A pure doji would be the same price, where the market tried to find a direction all day long in this case and wound up failing to find a direction. This is a pattern of indecision. And this is, and we're back to the inertia. This is a body at rest, okay? This is a body at rest. And when a body at rest is followed by a strong move, and in this particular case, we're going to call this candle a strong move, you have what I call a loaded gun pattern, where you would be a buyer, in this case, at the close of this candle or the open of the next candle, if you're not that fast at the close. But the idea is that this combination of indecision followed by decisive action shows me that we may be in line for a nice momentum move, of which we were in this particular case. And actually this was a profitable trade actually right here in our system of loaded gun. And in the loaded gun system, what we do is we take on multiple positions. Oh, it's in this particular case, the minimum would be two positions. We would be buying two positions here. When the market extended the same length as this bar, you would exit one of those positions and take a quick profit. And I think you would have gotten it right here. And you got to make the measurement. I think we would have been able, and you put it in as a limit sell order for that position. You would have gotten your first position, and the next thing that you do is bring your stop up to break even. So on the second position. So suffice it to say that what I'm looking for here, and I'm going to show you a couple of other charts that demonstrates this, is lack of decision, lack of momentum. A body stays at rest until it's acted upon by some energy. That's what's happening with this doji. And the fact is that the next bar defined what that new direction was. So enough said about that. I think you get the point. But on this chart, I really did want to talk about divergence and how it could have helped you in finding a place to short in that gigantic move down. These, of course, are Bollinger Bands, which I'm a fan of, and one of our simple trading plans where I focus on the importance of the mid-range line. It's another presentation. Okay, here's another. This is a Japanese yen, which I've traded a lot of recently. Seems to be a really nice market to trade lately. Here is a new high in the Japanese yen. Again, a daily chart. Or is this a daily chart? Let's see. Hard to tell. It's a 200. Yeah, it's very easy to tell. It's a four-hour chart, 240 minutes. What I'm talking to you works on any chart, any bar length. So you've got a higher high here, and you've got a slight downward movement in the RSI. That's enough for me to pay attention. You may say, well, this is almost even. Well, no, it's not. It's not even, and it is down here, and yet this is a pretty strong new high. So I'm really watching this market, and what I got here was, I've got a signal here. I'm looking for a place to short. This body is not a doji. I'm looking, and now here's a possible loaded gun type signal, right? But this is not a doji. This is what I call a spinner, which is a very small body. So an A plus trade is when you look at an A, I always stick to A plus and A triggers. This is an A trigger. The reason it's not an A plus trigger is I like to see even more indecision in the previous bar. Okay, I'm seeing right here enough action. It's not a lot, but it's enough to not to be an A plus trade. Okay, so this is a moving average that I go by. I'm not going to explain the system other than to talk about the momentum part of the loaded. gun. If you have any load, if you have an interest in loaded gun, just go to the site, thedisciplinetrader.com. I give you the link for and find the contact or about page and email me and through that, and I'll send you the information on it. But this is, you see a small body, a spinner followed by a decision. Okay. So now we're, and taking, and that decisive move is taking out the lows of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like 10, that's 2 days of lows. This is a day. This is a nice A signal of which would have gotten you short, and you would have had a really nice move here. Okay. Here's another loaded gun type signal, right? You got a small body followed by a move down. Now this one may have not, you're putting your stop above here. This would have, you wouldn't have been stopped out. Put your stop above the formation, and this got you nervous, but it didn't stop you out. And there are other ways of getting out, and I'll talk for those that have the process that they know about loaded gun. Again, exit is more important than entrance in any trading plan. Anyway, I wanted to show you another divergence, and how it works even in a trade. It doesn't have to be a daily chart. In fact, here's another day chart. I follow, this is interesting for those of you that wanted to, and I know this is a futures, this is futures day, but I'm sneaking in something that's actually a trust. It's traded like a stock. Graystone Bitcoin Trust. Okay. The symbol is GBTC. And if you don't know what this is, this mimics Bitcoin. Okay. This is the closest thing to, and you can, instead of dealing with Bitcoins, you can deal at something that looks like a stock at $11 a share. Okay. So you can do a lot here, but I want to show you that that the momentum, the stillness followed by new direction is, you know, inertia of rest followed by the new power of the momentum. Here's a small body followed by a movement down, a nice strong bar down, defining a new direction, taking out a bunch of lows here, a week and a half of lows, 2 weeks of lows, and that led to a really nice. So here's something where you would have gotten out of your first of two positions here. If you had 10 positions, the five of the 10 positions here at the equal extension of the bar, and then you would have left the other one for what I call lewd and lascivious, and you wouldn't have gotten out until here in the plan for several reasons in this area. So in any event, I wanted to show you that it works if you're a stock. Here's another formation, same thing, small body spinner. This would be an A trade, okay? Not an A plus trade, although this is pretty small body with a movement above, looks like almost 3 weeks of trading. This was a huge signal right here that led to a very nice movement in the Bitcoin. So I just wanted to, now don't go trading crazy based on what I'm showing you here, because there are a lot of variations on this, but I just want to show you how you apply inertia and what some inertia can lead to after a still bar, okay? Okay, I'm going to just go to the chat real fast and just check, I'm going to check the chat. Somehow in this system, I always have to click it a couple of times in order to get the chat. I guess I'll try to check that later, but hopefully you've seen what I've tried to present here as far as this chat is concerned, or this momentum idea is concerned. But there's another kind of momentum. Okay, there's another and equally important application of momentum, and this is, now we're getting into really my thing. I just wanted to show you the trader. I've been through it. I know what to look for in trading. I know how to build trading plans. I know how to teach others to do the same kind of thing. I know simple is important, but there's another and equally important momentum, and that's the momentum between your ears. It's your personal trading momentum. It's your positive attitude, your conviction to your trading plan. It's your skill, not ability. Everybody has the ability to be a disciplined trader. Everybody has the ability to maintain a personal momentum, but you need the skill to stay disciplined. Okay, you've got to utilize your ability to do it by developing your skill to be a disciplined trader, because all traders have the ability to be disciplined. And you know, I'm just going to guess. Listen, I know that 9 out of 10 people on this talk today are not winning in their trading. I know it because it is a fact that is irrefutable. It's been measured by many transactional firms where they black out the name, and they've done a study of results of monthly statements, and most traders are losing. 9 out of 10 are losing. But those that lose, I'm sorry, that's my bell telling me it's 9:30, and the market is open. But the difference is in your ability ability to be disciplined. The disciplined traders are the one that's winning. And I know this because 9 out of 10 traders pay absolutely no attention to discipline, other than I'm going to be disciplined and follow my plan, but they don't work on it and develop the skill of being disciplined. Okay. So here are some momentum killing activities when it comes to us as traders. Second guessing your trade, your trading plan while you're in the middle of a trade. Not only should you not second guess your plan while you're in the middle of a trade, but you shouldn't even second guess your plan while you're in the middle of a trading day. I mean, you've got to wait till everything shuts down if you're going to analyze your plan. But whatever you decide that your plan, trading plan is when you start trading for the day, you must stick to that, hell or high water, or just stop trading and go for it. But you can't trade based on anything else but your trading plan. Okay, that is rule number one. Okay, and there's no trading plan. Well, there are. If you have a maximum of 2% risk on any trade, and you're not one of these crazy traders that trade 50 trades in a day. I mean, there are some actually pretty good traders that do that who are scalpers, but I'm not one of them. And I think that's the toughest thing to do. But if you do want to scalp, I suggest that you wait until 6 o'clock tonight and check out Marina, because Marina, the trader chick, she knows how to scalp in a simple way. I love that woman, and she will show you how to scalp if you're into scalping. But second guessing your trading plan while you're trading, you've got to be a masochist to do that. And I think you've realized what happens when you do that. Another momentum killing activity is listening to talking heads during the trading day. I used to have the TV on, and I used to say it's okay because the sound is off, you know. Now they have the runners at the bottom. It used to be just the trades. Now it used to be just the ticker. Now it's the headline. So you can't take in any new ideas when you're trading. Okay, I mean you need to understand when reports come in and so on and so forth. And but I'm talking about you can't start to listen to talking heads' vision of the market in 1 month or 2 months from now or tomorrow when a report is coming out or something, and you're in the middle of a trade on something else. You just can't be doing that. It is a momentum killing activity. Another momentum killing activity is taking trades beyond your risk tolerance. This is the worst. Okay, you got to know your percentage. Your percentage should never be more than 2% of your equity per trade. And you know, a lot of people with $5,000 and $10,000 accounts in the futures market, there was very little you could do but maybe trade oats and corn and some of the lesser margin. But now you can trade the S&P Micro, E-mini Micro, terrific thing to trade. Absolutely fabulous. I do it myself because I love scaling in and out. You know why? Because, and here's back to momentum. On that pattern I showed you, still, and then the still bar, the doji slash spinner, followed by a dramatic move in one direction, that will lead more than not to an initial move, okay? And so I'm always putting on multiple positions so I can capture the initial move. And if it winds up being a momentum that continues, then I've got another trade on for lewd and lascivious profits, as I call it. But I take advantage of knowing the value of momentum. And at the same time, if that bar is very big, if there is a very big transitional bar, you have the small bar followed by a new directional bar that has power to it. The longer that bar is, the more powerful it is. The problem is sometimes if that bar is too long, it uses up the energy of the momentum. And the fact that you have to put your stop below that formation, below that two bar formation, meaning below the whatever's lower, the doji formation bar or the long power bar, whatever's lower, that's where you're putting your stop underneath. Sometimes that measure is above 2%, okay? There are things to do in that case in our system, but I'm just saying to you that that's a trade I would not take the normal way I described it, because it breaches my 2% per trade, okay? So you need to respect that. It's a trade. It's a momentum-killing trade. Here is some more momentum-killing activity, because traders love momentum-killing activities because these are ego-driven. You know, you want to be cool. You want to be that cool trader that's at the cocktail party that says to you, what do you do for a little? Oh, I'm a trader. I mean, right now you're hiding. You're telling people, well, no, I'm something else. I'm a money manager. Whatever you say, but you're not telling them you're a trader because you're not winning. Oh, either that or you're telling them a trader and you're lying. So here are some more momentum killing activities that's probably feeding your ego. You've got to avoid the blowout trade. Again, we're back to the 2% thing. If you lose 10% in a trade or 15% in a trade, that is the worst mental and emotional momentum killing activity. You have to stay positive. We do a lot of work on on positive expectation. And why should you? I don't mean, I'm going to make $1 million. And so that should be in your head. And therefore you're going to make it because you'll wish it. No, I'm saying having a positive expectancy means that you are driven by the fact that you have an excellent trading plan that follows all the rules to manage your risk and follows the rules of momentum and follows the rules of supply and demand, resistance and support, that you have studied the act, you've studied how to put together a plan, you are working that plan, you have everything in the world to be confident about, okay? But when you let your ego in and you see a trade that's going to hit your stop and you say, it's probably going to hit my stop and take me out, and you start moving that stop around, that's where you're going to get in trouble. That's where you lift your stop, it goes below your stop, and then you're saying, boy, let me make that a limit order so at least I can get out where my stop is if the thing rallies and all of a sudden you're down 10 or 15%. The blowout trade, you must avoid it at all costs. Not taking short breaks between trades, fatigue. I don't know why, I guess I was emphasizing it, mental and emotional weakness. You've got to take some breaks, and sometimes it's just standing up. Look, I know you're in a trade and you don't want to take a break. I'm saying stand up, put your arms, you've got to get in some sort of motion. You've got to fight the idea that you're being complacent, especially when you're waiting for something to happen in the trade. Okay, you've got to take some short breaks between, and if you're not in a trade, take a short break, go ahead and make a sandwich, be nice to you. Listen, you're not going to miss anything. There's always trades to be had. Insufficient nutrition, okay, and exercise. I'm an exercise nut, and I think you got to be, and I'm a nutrition guy. I grow half the stuff I eat, but you don't have to be like me. All you have to do is, pay attention to what, you shouldn't be eating berries that are not organic. Listen, I'm not an organic freak, but I do not buy berries I don't buy any fruit with hair on it, like a peach, because that's where the fruit takes in the spray. No berry, you got to stick to organics. Listen, you've got to pay attention to your health. And if you don't think that that is affecting your trading, you are wrong. You're wrong. You have to, I love to exercise in the morning. I get to the gym 6:30, 7 o'clock. I exercise for 45 minutes. I'm out of there, take a shower, back. I'm in front of I'm in front of the screen by 9 o'clock. And I support you wanting to do something like that, because I can't tell you how much that makes a big difference in the people that we coach and so on. It just shows that you're not being controlled by the market, that you're a person besides the market, but you're taking your disciplined self and you're now applying your disciplined self to the market. You can't be undisciplined in your life and disciplined in the market. It just doesn't happen. In fact, when you're disciplined in your trading, you're going to find yourself more disciplined in your life. And we get that all the time. We have a training for patience, which is probably the most important thing that we work on. And that's not what I'm not just saying that. That's the most feedback we get from traders. When they do our 7-minute mental training on patience, that changes lives more than anything else of our traders. They say to me, I'm finding myself very patient and waiting for the setup. I'm not jumping the gun. I'm waiting for my moving averages to cross or whatever they're using. But I'm also finding I'm more patient with my wife, my dog, my kids. And it's once you develop a positive trading attitude, it's going to serve you. That behavior will serve you. In fact, that was because we know that the traders love these mental trainings that we do and how it changes their perspective on trading, that we've now given them 100 different mental trainings on other parts of their life. We have a section called the lifestyle section. It has nothing to do with trading, but when you're working on your trading and you're working on your mental part of the trading and you're working on the strength to pull the trigger or overcoming fear and greed or exercising patience, all of these things are trainable. They're skills that you can train on and have, okay? And it doesn't take long. 2 weeks, you have it, and it doesn't take long, okay? So, in fact, momentum building activities, the foundation is subconscious training. I want to explain what that is. I talked about the idea of patience. You see these tendrils here, these little lines. These are neural pathways, okay? And what you have in the middle here is a neural net. These are actual pictures, okay, of the science behind what I'm about to tell you. If you are taking if you are moving stops around, or you're hesitating to pull the trigger. Let's say you're hesitating to pull the trigger. That means that you're being controlled by a subconscious neural net right here that does not serve you. And that that neural net is telling you to hesitate. It's telling you, well, hold on a second. You know, you just lost three trades in a row. Maybe you should take a look at your trading plan. It's giving you ideas in order to follow what it believes is right for you. And you've created what's right for you by contributing previous thoughts that are the same thought that respond to the stimulus. Let me go on. When you don't take a trade and your trading plan, and what it means is that you're being controlled by a neural net that is not working for you. What happened was, as you had those losing trades going on for the week, let's say, or you're having a losing week, each time you had a thought, each time you kind of thought about it and relaxed and thought about, boy, losing a lot, you know, maybe I should take a look at my trading plan. I seem to be having a few. You're creating a neural pathway in your mind. And the more equivalent thoughts that you have, 5 minutes later, you say, oh, another losing trade. Maybe I should take a look at it, but I'm right in the middle of the trading day. I'm not sure what I should be doing. Maybe I should have taken that trade. It was a winner, but I didn't take it, you know. And then your trading plan gives you another signal. It gives you another stimulus to take the trade. And your response is based on what this neural net is believed is true for you in your subconscious mind. It's telling you to hesitate. You miss the next trade and you have another. So you're building neural nets during and after to support this. You're building neural pathways to support this neural net. Every time you have an idea that is not serving you as a trader, you're building neural nets that are not going to serve you as a trader when you get the right stimulus. Let's look at the positive side. Let's say you wanted to take the trade without hesitation. If you drop yourself into a alpha brainwave state, which is really just sitting there, I'm not going crazy. I'm not asking you to act like a chicken. I'm just asking you to take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and just listen to a suggestion that says, I'm a wise and disciplined trader. I do the things that a wise and disciplined trader does. When my trading plan gives me a trade to take, I take it immediately because I know I've done the homework and I know that I trust my trading plan because I'm a wise and disciplined trader and I do the things that a wise and disciplined trader does, including taking my trade when my trading plan tells me to. Now you've created a neural pathway with a behavior that serves you. And if you do this once a day and relax for 7 minutes and let this voice of my, in this particular case, our subconscious trading genius, who is my wife, who has been doing it for 30 years and is on the cover of many meditational magazines and so on. She has put together these 7-minute meditations, really, that you just sit there and listen to these positive suggestions. There's no music in the background of waves. I'm saying just sit there and create neural pathways that serve you. Okay. And as you do this once a day for a week or 10 days, what's happening is you've now built enough neural pathways with that behavior that serves you. And now a new neural net is now controlling your trading. And now when you get the stimulus to take a trade. Now your mind says, your subconscious says, take it. You're a wise and disciplined trader. Take it. You've got a trading plan you like. Take it. Because now you're being controlled by a neural net that serves you when you get that stimulus. So I hope you understand the importance of controlling your subconscious mind, controlling what you put into your mind, staying away from the talking heads and putting into your mind what serves you as a trader. So we have meditations for all the different ills that you're going by now, because you're being served by a neural net that does not serve you. So on the words on the left, a thought creates a neural pathway. By slipping into an alpha brainwave state, you can direct specific thoughts, create specific neural pathways. Enough neural pathways create a neural net. I think you got it. Okay? Okay. Here is a little bit about the Disciplined Trader Mastery Program. When you log in, you're going to see a welcome. You're going to see a basic series. I won't go into all of what's in here right now, except for this is the lifestyle section that I mentioned. These are the other meditations for other parts of your life, including everything from better memory for students. There's something for golfers. See, before we were actually, the name of the company is actually Subconscious Training Corporation, of which one of our divisions is the Disciplined Trader. But we also, in the past, we used to focus on doing mental trainings, meditations for all different areas of life. We have one for salespeople. Sales Mind Software is still being sold out there. Our GolfMind software for golfers is still being used by many professionals, including Bernhard Langer and many other golfing professionals. So we've put in the Discipline Trader all of these sessions that we used to sell to people. It's all available for the other parts of your life. So, but here are the core, here is the core modules. This is the area that I want you to concentrate on if you take advantage of it, the 2-week free trial that I'm going to offer you. This core modules, there are 6 basic core modules. Here's one of them. Here's core module 1. Okay. Every one of the core modules has all kinds of things in it, but I want to, and it starts with a video where I explain how to move through these elements, but this is what I want to point out. This is the subconscious training. And this particular one, the first one is pulling the strength, having the strength to pull the trigger. Here, this is subconscious training taken twice a day. You can take it once or twice a day. I don't want you to feel burdened by it. It's only 7 or 8 minutes. I'd rather you make it a habit and take it once a day. But twice a day is fine. Make it the first thing you do in your training. I still do it. By sitting there and doing a 7-minute meditation, building neural pathways for something that serves you, helps you with your focus when you trade. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to help yourself stay positive and have that positive expectancy by just spending 7 minutes on yourself. And this is the basis of why we've made a career out of these training sessions, okay? And I think I have what one looks like here. Here's what one of those training sessions look like. This is actually right here is core module 2, which is overcoming thoughts of fear and greed. Greed is just as bad as fear. It can really take it away from you, thoughts of fear and greed. You know how it hurts you. But you have to have confidence when you trade that you trust your trading plan. And that's what this particular subconscious, so you click on this and you wind up here. It's a spinner. Actually, you're asked to close your eyes after 30 seconds. So it's not something that you'll be staring at. You're actually sitting there taking a few deep breaths, and then you're listening to Tisha talk to you with suggestions that help you. I understand that my trading plan is something that I've developed and I can follow consistently, and in the long term will be profitable for me. I understand that fear has no part in what I'm doing. Whatever the suggestion she says, she's the expert. It helps you to overcome thoughts of fear and greed and instill confidence in your trading. You do this training just once a day for 2 weeks, get in 10 trainings. You're going to build enough neural pathways so that you are confident and you do lack that fear that you used to have. Okay, the core competencies in those, in the Discipline Trader Mastery Program, strength to pull the trigger. We saw that in core module 1. I just showed you core module 2, overcoming fear and greed. Trading to make money mindset is the third core. And I made this a core because it's important. Trading to make money, you know, a lot of traders, and we coach a lot of traders in groups and one-on-one. We're just starting actual groups. If you're interested in being in one of our group coachings, it'll be our first one. We've been coaching one-on-one for years. We're coaching 25 individuals right now. And one of the things I've noticed is that traders tend to look at trading profit. When you make a profit in a trade, especially at the beginning of the day, somehow that's okay to give that back. You know, you loosen up. You stop taking A and A plus trades. Maybe a B plus is okay. Hey, I got a little profit. You know, I can take a little extra risk. Yeah, no, you can't. That profit is profit. You're running a business. So make money mindset puts your trading in a business framework. When you take a loss, it's like the cost of advertising in the business. It's the cost of doing business as a trader. So when you lose money, that's the cost of doing business. When you make money, that's your profit. Both have to be respected. If you diminish the importance of the profit that you P&L that you just took, and you don't count that now immediately as your core money and put that in the math for the next 2% risk that you're going to take, then you're not doing yourself a big favor. You are working against yourself as a disciplined trader. You are in business, and trading to make money mindset puts you in business. Okay. It frames your work as business. Very important. Be serious about it. This is serious business. Okay. Strength to take your losses. Look, losses, I don't have to tell you, losses are part of winning, but that's easy to say. Taking losses 2 in a row, 3 in a row, 4 in a row, it destroys trader confidence if you are not a disciplined trader. Because I can tell you, like night follows day, it is that fifth trade that will get everything back. It's the one that you're not taking, that you decide not to take because you don't have the strength to justify your losses immediately. Strength to take your losses will help you do that. Okay. Exercising patience. We've talked about that. This, and it surprised me 10 years ago when it started coming up, and it's true now. patience is a virtue in trading like no other virtue. It's the best skill you can have, to have the patience to wait for your trading signal to develop fully. Okay. Just remember all the trades you took early and it never happened. There's a couple of extra ticks I can get by getting in. I mean, look, that thing is going to cross. Those two lines are going to cross. That 20 is going to cross the 50. Come on. It's why not take it right now? I got 2 minutes left to my 60-minute thing. Let me put, boom, you're in trouble. You must have patience to wait for it to complete. And sustaining discipline has really become one of my favorites and one of the crowd favorites, because once you've developed all of these five skills, sustaining discipline is the session that touches on each one of these and gets you and keeps that momentum rolling, that positive momentum rolling for you. Okay, here's a little bit of the lifestyle section that I talked about. It's got sections on better sex. It's got sections on, I put that first because I know, you know, traders need sex. So you need better sex. So if it's good, it can even be better. There you have it. Business skills, golf, personal improvement, personal relationships, physical fitness, you know, motivation to go to the gym, sales if you're in selling and do trading part-time. You need to stop smoking. There's students. We have a lot of the people who are in our Discipline Trader Mastery Program utilize this for their kids. Better memory, relaxed test-taking, very great sessions there for students. That's one of the more popular software. Tennis, Think and Grow Rich exercises. You know, if you're into Think and Grow Rich, I threw some on there. Here's a few more for traders for you that aren't in the six core. There are others that are important, but I didn't include them in the core. And if you're carrying around a few more pounds, and I know you aren't, you're probably not eating anything being locked up with Corona. So maintaining discipline, coping with losses, and so on. That's the picture that you'll see all the testimonials all around me when you get to this page. So membership is priced for all traders, can be part of the Discipline Trader family. 2-week free trial. Just give it a try. You won't be billed until the 15th day. And at that point, it's $49 a month. We have people with us for a decade on this. It's that important. Okay. TheDisciplineTrader.com. Okay. Go to TheDisciplineTrader.com. Check it out. Get your 2-week free trial and you will be the Discipline Trader and get out of your own way. Exercise momentum. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. My time is perfectly up, David. I hope you noticed that, right on the dot. And why? Because I am a disciplined presenter, David.